right now on VFN TV, we're going to really talk about April and how significant it's been in history. Things like, you know, Hitler was born in April, Muhammad was born in April, war started in April, I know, and Israel's 70th anniversary in Israel. So we'll be talking about that. Also, we're going to talk about understanding your why. We're going to hear from Glenn Beck as he defines his why and challenges us as he talks about Apple and discovering our why right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. Thank you for joining us. Of course, I'm Greg Lancaster, and John Ramos is with us today.
Hello.
Hey, man, I am excited today, as always. I'm encouraged. A lot of people say, when you're typing something out, they say, this word is overused. It's like, what if I'm still excited since the last letter I wrote?
Listen, you know, my motto is stay excited so you don't have to get excited. Just stay there.
That's good. I don't
write
that down.
Man, stay it.
I want to ask you this question, you know. We thank you for joining us. You know, part of our community is, you know, what excites you? You know, isn't excited? I heard something like this, you know, don't get out of bed like it was a mistake. You know,
that's good. Yep. Like, I'm write that down.
Yeah, it's like it was a mistake. You know, like you accidentally woke up this morning.
Sometimes you want to send people back to bed and try that again.
Well, they said they got off on the right side of the bed, right? It's like, I tried every side of the bed, this guy said, and it hadn't worked yet.
You keep trying.
Yeah. And it's what you're thinking when you get out of bed. And he says, don't act like it was an accident that you woke
that's
up
great.
Today. That, you know, wake up with purpose and intention. We've got a VFNKB success secret today. It's going to really encourage you about what's going on.
That's right.
But also, we love hearing from you. We love you, your emails, your commenting, if you can comment below when you're watching this. But John,
yes,
there is something that always happens in April that we're finding out. It's a very prophetic moment, right?
It is. Throughout history, we're going to be hearing from William Koenig. But the month of April has seemed to be really strategic in the fact that there's some key things that have happened during that time. I mean, Muhammad was born during that time in April, Hitler, and
wars.
Some wars. But what makes this particular April interesting is that Israel is going to be celebrating its 70th anniversary. In fact, I want you to hear straight from William himself. Watch this.
April, you talk so much. April keeps happening over and over again.
April 19 and 20 throughout history has been a day of infamy.
Yeah.
We've had some of our major wars in the United States that have started on that April 19, 20 period.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Israel, the Roman Empire was established on April 21st. Muhammad was born on April 20th. Hitler was born on April 20th.
Ooh.
Usually, in many cases, what happens on the April 19th, 20th date is an indicator of what will happen in the year in advance. So from April 19th, 20th through the rest of the year, it's an indicator. In my reports in 26th, the news it was in April 2016 and April 2017 that I documented, it was unbelievable. It was like a year's worth of news in 1 month. So what's happening, what's interesting, Doug can acknowledge here, is Israel's 70th anniversary will be celebrated this year, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, for a 70-hour period. The key here is an enemy like Iran would like to disrupt that.
On those dates.
Oh,
they
yes.
Like to pick the date.
And here's another thing, Jim. Since 2006, the nation that's dominated the news in April, all the way back to 2006, been Iran. Every year, they're one of the dominant news stories of April. So what is going to happen between now and Israel's 70th anniversary? I don't know, but things are getting very tense right now with Iran, with Turkey, with Syria, with Russia, inside of Syria, including the United States being part of it.
Is the nuclear threat kind of woven in there?
It is. The big concern now about the nuclear threat is the fact that Iran is perfecting the missile capability to put all of the Middle East at risk, and they're getting very close to having Europe at risk, and we're not very far off with an ICBM.
I think they have more than we ever thought.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They have more than we ever thought. Listen, we're going to have this week, you're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk about what's happening in Iran and how they're literally building a bridge all the way over to Lebanon and Gaza, and he draws a black map over the top of Israel as Iran, who is the part of is doing this,
yeah,
is coming through Syria, coming through Lebanon, coming over in Gaza, and they're building this bridge. This is all black.
It said darkness is entering the region.
Right.
And it's so important because you have these people in Iran, really the government, because it's not the people
themselves. The people were like to change leadership.
Listen, they tried to have the Arab Spring, but our previous administration didn't even respond to their, you know, cry. But who knows? Things could be changing in Iran. In fact, there's a lot of people coming to the Lord in Iran.
Yeah.
But their government is bent on destroying and wanting to come against Israel.
And America.
Yeah. I mean, they call America the big Satan and Israel the little Satan.
Yeah, openly on that. And has mock carriers they're shooting down. And they're firing missiles. I mean, they're behind so much of this stuff that's going on. But I want to say this to you. If you are Iranian, you're Syrian, you're Lebanese, listen, you're the people.
That's right.
We're talking about the government. You know, sometimes our government does weird things that we don't support. And we're stuck with that government. But there's great prophetic words over you.
Mm-hmm.
Great things have happened biblically in your land. We believe that, you know, revival is taking out. I believe that Iran has the greatest growth per capita of the churches taking place, you know, secretly. But Jesus is appearing to a lot of you guys. And so when we do talk about that, I want you to know, as part of our community, we're just talking about, you know, the leadership
always
making decisions that's not even allowing you to be happy. At one particular time, you know, the Ayatollah put down a word reportedly that, you know, these kids made a video. There's a song called Happy.
Wolf Farrell.
Yeah, and they're all dancing with the song, being happy. And they were actually threatened at some point with 70 lashes.
Wow.
70 lashes for actually saying that they were happy. And then they backed off of that. And it's like, but you got to, that's in the air. Once that's in the air, it's like it's repressing. That's not God. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You know, he's not in a bad mood. You know, religions may be in a bad mood, but God's not in a bad mood.
Right.
He's got good plans for you. And we just believe, there's one prophetic word that we talked about in the program. You go back and search it on the VFN Torch, was that something's going to happen in Iran, in the southern portions of Iran, that God's going to use you so powerfully, you know, in the future. This particular government is not going to always be in play. Things are going to shift.
Well, just in general, we need to be in prayer for Israel, especially during this month of April and those dates, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Right.
Because this is a big deal. It's a 70th year anniversary.
Since they became a nation in 1948, where President Harry Truman signed the papers declaring their estate.
The full backing of the United States.
And the full power of the United States behind that.
Yeah. And a month later, you know, the United States is going to have their embassy in Jerusalem.
This is huge.
So this is a big deal.
You know, you saw that on our program where you saw Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House with President Donald Trump saying, you know, literally, he said 2,500 years ago, there was King Cyrus who declared that the Jewish people could come back into their land, which means existed prior to that. Then you had around 120 or so, you had Lord Balfour, who had the Balfour Agreement about
declaration
coming into Israel. And then you had in 1948, 70 years ago, you had Harry Truman, the president of the United States, declare that Israel's a nation. And he said, and 2 weeks ago, President Donald Trump declared Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. His name is in there with Cyrus, with Balfour, with Truman, but Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, at the beginning of this administration, prophesied this. God told him Trump and Truman would be identical in what's going on. And God is doing so. It's not what Trump, it's what God is doing this thing. It's an amazing thing. Listen, we want to hear from you. Take a moment, you know, to share your comments below or write to us. You know, we want to hear from you. This is all about a community. We think about, you know, what are your prayers? And begin to post prayers. You know, begin to, you know, post prayers where people see you praying for the protection of Israel. Do you know this? The only place that God says, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that you'll be blessed. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And you want to be found on the right side of history, because though dark clouds are coming around Israel, Israel will always stand. It will never go. That's where Jesus' feet's coming back on that land. And you know, it's a powerful prophetic. It's the apple of God's eye. So comment below, write to us, let us know. John, what's next?
Listen, when we get right back from this break, we're going to be hearing from Glenn Beck on the importance of understanding and knowing your why. You can do a lot of things, but if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, it's kind of futile. This is going to inspire you and encourage you. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
There are moments in life that define you. and leave you forever transformed. Like a once-in-a-lifetime journey to the source of your faith. Walk in the steps of Jesus and experience history beyond its words. Sail the ancient Sea of Galilee to the holy shores of the River Jordan. Your journey begins here.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I am so excited. John and I are so excited to be able to bring you this VFNKB success secret. We drive this home to you all the time because, you know, if you don't know your why, you're miserable, you're depressed, mm-hmm. you're lost, you're operating in somebody else's why. I'm talking about the why you do what you do. It's so important to be able to ask that. I know that one particular businessman was making all these business plans, spending millions of dollars building buildings, miserable. And all of a sudden, one day, the Lord asked him the question, why are you doing what you're doing? And he didn't even know why he was doing what he was doing. It was like just some insanity type thing. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, this is Glenn Beck with the Blaze Network. He established this whole network when he left Fox, and he built it. And he's doing it based on his why, not what he's doing, but why he's doing, and he talks about Apple as well. Check it out.
But now let me take that one word, why, and explain the news. I'll explain where I come from through my why. This is why I do this show. This is why I'm building the network. It's why I am here tonight. I believe in liberty. I believe in self-empowerment. I believe in God. I believe in personal responsibility. I believe in freedom of conscience. I believe in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. I believe those things. These are not just what I believe. This is my why. I'm not going to sit by and coast in a cushy career or coast up in some mountain house. Well, I believe the things that are important, these things are important to me, are trampled and regulated to the dustbins of history. This is why I do what I do. And I think this is why we get along. My critics will say, oh, he's just a TV guy or a radio guy, or he writes books, or this is the latest one, I steal books. Really? Check my bank account for that theft. I do stage shows. I make clothing, 1791 clothing. Got it. That's not why I do it. That's what I do. How do I do it? I hire good people, fantastic staff in several cities that help me do these things through hard work. But why we do it is the most relevant aspect of the company. It's the most relevant aspect of a news story. It's the most relevant aspect in your life. It's the most relevant aspect on all of it because it explains it. And if you don't know why, you lose. That's why the Republicans are losing. They don't know why they're doing anything anymore. Let me explain it this way. Really relevant example. Most successful company, most successful than any other computer company, at least. Most successful company, I contend, in American history, Apple. They have people camping out at stores just to be the first to buy the next gadget they come up with. Even if it's an iPhone 12 and it only has one new feature, people are lining up for it. They could sell cars and people will line up for it. Now, how does a computer company get to the point where you'll buy your computer, your iPad, your music system, eventually a car? How can they do that? First of all, let's be real. Apple stores have a giant repair shop right in the middle of their showroom. Can you imagine if you were going in to buy a car and they had their service manager right there in the middle and a whole bunch of people lined up going, my car's not working. And you could hear them while you're waiting to talk to the salesman. My car's not working. And the sales guy or the repair guy is just like, you know what? It's probably cheaper if you just buy a new one. Would you buy one? They call it a genius bar. But in reality, it's hordes of people with broken Apple stuff. Who in their right mind is going to buy something knowing you're going to end up being one of those schlubs right there in line waiting for the genius to tell you, sorry, you're out of luck. You're going to have to buy a new one. So why do people buy their product? Key question. Why? Let me show you. Apple versus, I just picked Dell out of the air. Dell. Their commercials will tell you, we make computers, and we make good computers, and you should buy one of our good computers. They're fast because we use fast processors and, I don't know, better screens. Why do we build them? I don't know. Have you ever seen a Dell computer commercial or even IBM tell you why they build something? I have no idea. Money? Because they can? I don't know. They focus on what, how, and if they ever get to why, you're lucky. However, Apple, and I believe us, and other successful companies, that you, whether they think about it or not, we never thought about it. We just did it. But it's why we're successful and why Apple is successful. Apple will come out and they will start with a why. Why do they do it? Because we believe the world can be better. How do we do it? Well, we make beautiful things. So we believe art so much in our soul that even when you can't open the computer, it's beautiful. The processors look differently. You'll never see them. It doesn't make a difference in speed. It just looks beautiful because we believe in a beautiful world. What? I don't know. What do we make? I don't know. If you don't believe me that they never concentrate on the what, I want you to watch this Apple ad that you probably saw over the holiday season and never thought of it this way. Watch. What are they selling? If you didn't know what Apple was, you'd have no idea what that ad was even for. It took me a second or third time to watch this ad before I even realized that iPad was smaller. I just thought it was, I don't know, you know, kind of like a picture-in-picture thing. I don't even know. No, that is for the iPad mini. Now, here's a great product. They could say, we've made this great product even smaller, so you'll love it even more, but they don't. They don't tell you what. They don't tell you how. They only focus on why. Why? Because you want to be home for Christmas. That's it. You want to be home for Christmas. And whether people know it or not, that's what makes Apple successful. Their why. Their why isn't to simply make a profit. Their why is to change the world. Their why is to make it possible for you to be home for Christmas, no matter where you are. Now, who doesn't want to get on board with that? Even if it means you'll end up at a genius bar hell. When you read articles about people being successful, ask if you know their why. With us, it's not because I'm a radio guy or a book guy. It's not because our clothing line is so fabulous, even though it is. We put product out a lot of product, and we work hard on it with good people. But our why is in line with your why, most likely, and millions of others just like you. I trust you. I say to my advertisers all the time, you want my people in your store. You want my people to come and be a part of your business. You want them because I know you, even though we've never met. I know what motivates you, and you know what motivates me. These line up.
It's so important to know your why. It was amazing. Even right here, you know, in our crew, they totally were mesmerized by this Apple commercial because they created the why. People stand in line for this product, and you ask the question, why? It's because of the whole understanding of what they're doing. They just made it better. They made it easier. Of course, the technology is amazing. But understand that when you find out your I think about, you know, Josiah. You know, when Josiah, King Josiah, you know, he didn't know his why. He was a young king of Israel, and he just kind of just whatever. People were around him, and he's just kind of doing whatever. Actually, he's continuing past generational issues. And then one day, somebody found the Bible mysteriously when they were doing a spring cleaning in the temple, and the priests come out when all of a sudden, you know, King Josiah says, we need to take care of this place. It needs to look better around here. It's a mess. And they come out and go, look what we found. We found your why. Because when he read the scriptures, he was talked about during Jeroboam's day, that he would be a king, and this is what he will do. And he immediately changed everything because he understood his why. He knew that God had called him early on, out of, you know, hundreds of years ago. And all of a sudden, now he's king, and he knew what to do, and he began to shift the entire kingdom to a place that God was fixing to destroy everyone. But when he discovered his why, everybody survived under his leadership. They got blessed under their leadership. God said there's never been a better king before or after King Josiah. You know why? Because he found out his why. Listen, there's nothing more miserable in your life. If you're actually getting up every day, you know, somebody probably told you, you know, marriage is your why. Now you're married, you're thinking like, you're putting too much pressure on your spouse, you know, thinking you're supposed to make me happy. And then having children is my why. And then you're upset with your children because they don't make you happy. And then your children are saying, having parents don't make me happy, right? But the thing is like, you started your own business. You went to college to get a job and, you know, you got a J-O-B just over broke now. And you're just miserable and you're thinking, why? Because you haven't discovered your why. And that's one thing we do. We want to help empower you and to encourage you. And we do that through VFNKB. You go to VFNKB.com to find out the details on it. But listen, your success is our success. And our success together is kingdom success. And, you know, God has called us to be successful. He's given you talents. And he says specifically, Jesus said, not religious folks, Jesus said he expects you to get a return on that gift, on that talents that he gave you. And, you know, you're not getting it. That's that why inside of you. Why did God create you? And what is so special about you? And, you know, and whatever, if you do that one thing, it's amazing what will happen around that because your gifts make room for you. When you know your why, I'm telling you, your why can carry you through all the difficulties and all the troubles that you're going to have to go through to succeed. But if you don't know your why, the troubles and the difficulties are impossible mountains that you cannot take down.
And very few people work on their why. Everyone's focused on the what, and they're focused on the how. And we need to make better widgets, and we need to do it faster and better. But the why is going to be your fuel. In fact, when we get back from this break,
make sure you go to VFNKB.com and sign up for the webinar, you know, Discovering Your Why. We have a discovery for you. We're so excited when you find out your why. We were helping people all around the place, you know, all around the world, inspiring them to be able to help discover their why, giving them a discovery of who they are, personally who they are and their vision, what they're doing, and then giving them a plan to succeed in what they've been established to do. But just go to VFNKB.com, you know, and sign up. You'll see it under events, you know, for the webinar coming up to discover your why. And we also want to hear from you in the comments area. Write to us. Let us know about your why and what's going on. Maybe you can share some things as well. John?
When we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about the why and why you need to be empowered. Join us. We get right back.
We'll be right back. Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I've been told at my workplace that I'm not allowed to have any religious conversation with any fellow coworker. Me and another coworker want to converse about this, and it does not interfere with the work environment. They're having someone else offended, and I told them we have the right to freedom of speech, but we don't have the right not to be offended. And I just want to hear your views on that there.
You're right. I mean, sometimes people have interpreted, and some courts have interpreted the First Amendment as a basis upon which you have the right not to be offended. But when you're on your break time, when you're in the lunchroom during lunch, and you want to have discussions about your faith, about what the gospel means to you in your life, you're allowed to have those discussions. Let me get you in touch with some of our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll get you some help as well.
Join the American Center for Law and Justice in defending our religious liberties. Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month. $25 a month. $50 a month. Whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. If you joined us right before the break, it's so exciting. I know we got to close here, but you know, knowing your why, I'm at the sun has new meaning. Life has new meaning. Your spouse has new meaning. Your family has new meaning. The next purchase you make has new meaning. So I would encourage you, go to VFNKB.com, go to events and sign up for the next discovery webinar coming up. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you that you created those that are watching right now in our community for purpose. You're created for purpose. God has established you and he's called you. He's gifted you. We just call those gifts forth. We call those talents forth. We call your why forth, that it just becomes relevant to you and you begin to discover that. Lord, and we just thank you, Father God, for that even now, Lord. And we ask you, God, and we declare by faith that abortion has ended in America. We declare by faith that revival is here and a third great awakening is here. We declare by faith and speak it into the heavens in Jesus' name. God bless and thanks for joining us.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these like these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my father. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.